Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, good evening. Responding to my credit card company indicating that you continue to try to put charges through even though they get refused or and one apparently recently is
what's
now
your zip
pending.
Code and your first and last name?
I believe you have my zip code 45255.
Your name,
Robert.
Please.
First name, Robert. Last name, Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.
I don't have an account for a Robert Sutton under that zip code.
Can you please then look at my office zip code, which is 45050.
Verify your address for me for that zip code.
You would have it as 500 Seminary Drive, 206, or Unit 206.
Okay, one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it looks like you ordered the tactical bag. You initially paid $7.95 on February 18th to have that shipped out. And then I do see a charge for that monthly membership. And says your credit card company had wanted to have the account canceled.
I work for a large bank. I do Reg-E and Z investigations, disputes, and fraud. So you recently put through, apparently successfully, a $39 and either $0.99 or $0.95 charge.
Yes, and that covers a transaction that you initially made back on February the 18th when you paid the $7.95 shipping.
Well, no, ma'am, the rest of that is a scam, and we all know that. So you put out an ad for a low price offering something which hasn't even been shipped yet. And then
did you by chance read over the terms and conditions?
Ma'am, I'm extremely well college educated. My spouse is an attorney, so
that's
don't
fine.
Try to fast talk me.
No, the terms are provided in the website when you place that order that explain the charge. But if you want me to cancel your account going forward, I'd be more than happy to do so and provide to you a confirmation number.
Well, that's fine. Why don't we start there?
Hey, you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 2591-27745.
And so, again, as I indicated, I have not received anything at this time. I certainly, in my opinion, did not agree to an ongoing service charge. You started out trying to charge $56. That didn't happen, so you shifted to $39.
You can have your credit card company give us a call back. We can provide them a copy of those terms
and
conditions, Mr.
Sutton. Ma'am, don't get smart-ass with me unless you want. Just give me a supervisor. You can go back to flipping burgers somewhere. You're not going to get paid, period.
Yes, you can have your bank to contact us back, Mr. Sutton, and we'll provide
no,
some documentation where
goes.
You place and agree to those terms
no,
and conditions.
I'm accusing you of bank fraud, and I want my account canceled. And if
yes,
you don't
I canceled your account,
that,
and I also provided you a confirmation
you shut
number.
Shut up interrupting me, you ignorant cunt, and give me a supervisor.
Hey, you have a great day, and thanks for calling Customer Care.
I just called.